Do you want to radiate actual value in your personal and professional life? Are you tired of seeking external validation and constantly feeling unfulfilled? If you answered yes, it's time to explore the ancient wisdom of Stoicism with us. In this video, we'll reveal 13 powerful strategies inspired by legendary philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus. These strategies will help you cultivate inner strength, integrity, and compassion, making you a person who commands respect and admiration naturally. But wait, that's not all. This is not just another self-improvement course. This is about unlocking your true potential and becoming the best version of yourself. Are you ready to take the first step towards your Stoic adventure? If you're excited, subscribe to stay tuned for even more powerful Stoic wisdom, including practical exercises, inspiring stories, and exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. This is just the beginning, and we can't wait to have you on board. Number 1. Master your craft. The renowned Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." The core of mastering your craft is this insightful statement, which advocates for the pursuit of excellence driven by internal motivation and a dedication to lifelong learning rather than the search for external validation. This method, rooted in Stoic philosophy, allows you to create lasting value beyond transient outside benefits. Building knowledge with unwavering commitment. Rather than dwelling on the erratic judgments of others, I set out on a path of skill improvement and unwavering learning with determination. This proactive endeavor can be in various forms: formal education, to broaden your knowledge and learn new skills, sign up for classes, workshops, or certificate programs; self-directed learning, to keep on the cutting edge of your subject, devour books, journals, and industry magazines, take part in tutorials or online courses at your speed; seeking mentorship, connect with industry professionals, absorb knowledge from their experiences, and receive insightful advice. Go beyond solving issues, take action as an advocate. Go beyond merely recognizing issues and develop into a proactive problem solver who foresees difficulties and provides thoughtful solutions. Being anticipatory shows initiative and readiness, and providing answers highlights your knowledge and critical thinking abilities. Accept input as a gift for personal development. Recall that constructive and good criticism is a priceless gift. Accept it as a chance for development and advancement. In the same way that Seneca recommended, "True happiness is to enjoy the present, without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient since it comes from the gods." Consider criticism an opportunity to improve your work rather than a cause for despair. Filling the journey with wisdom from Stoicism. Take a cue from the Stoic wisdom as you go out on this path to mastery. Emphasis on virtue. Stoic philosophy greatly emphasizes the development of qualities such as justice, wisdom, courage, and temperance. These attributes improve your performance in your chosen area and elevate your character. Control what you can. Remember that how you react to what happens to you matters more than what happens to you, as Epictetus reminds us. Rather than worrying about approval from others or events beyond your control, concentrate on improving what you can control, such as your commitment, work ethic, and mindset. Discover joy in the process. Don't focus just on achieving fame or money. Instead, take pleasure and contentment in the ongoing learning and development process. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one, urges Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius. By adopting these Stoic ideals and the persistent pursuit of mastery, you can develop genuine value that surpasses validation from others. Remember that the trip can bring you happiness and growth, bringing you to a state of excellence where your value is evident no matter what others say about you. Number 2. Cultivate strong communication skills. A Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, Marcus Aurelius, once said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." The core of this tactic is reflected in this strong statement, building effective communication capabilities. It involves more than just speaking. It consists of molding those words into bridges that promote rapport, comprehension, and eventually value. This tactic, rooted in the Stoic values of clarity, empathy, and active listening, allows you to handle any situation efficiently. Developing your clarity skills. Communicate yourself briefly and clearly. Steer clear of ambiguity and jargon. Make sure your message is clear and appealing to your audience by customizing your wording. Organize your ideas. Use introductions, supporting details, and conclusions to help your listener understand how your thoughts are logically organized. Accept the power of storytelling. Use narratives to engage your audience and increase the recall value of your content. Active listening is the secret to connection. Put all other distractions aside and give the speaker your whole attention. Establish eye contact and communicate your engagement through nonverbal clues. Pose explicit questions. Consider the speaker's viewpoint in addition to their words. Invite them to go into further detail and explain their reasoning. When you listen to someone with empathy, try to understand them and take note of their feelings. Show that you genuinely appreciate and care by responding in this way. Using Stoic knowledge to improve communication, concentrate on what you can control. Remember that Epictetus counsels, whenever you encounter anything that brings fear or sorrow, turn to yourself and ask what part of what has happened does not belong to you. You will find that not the external thing itself, but how you judge it brings sadness. Rather than worrying about outside forces, effectively design your message and manage your delivery. Respect diverse viewpoints. Stoicism strongly emphasizes appreciating other points of view. Respectfully convey your opinions while actively listening to others and enjoying their viewpoints significantly if they diverge. Seek truth, not victory. Instead of being a fight to win, communication should be a cooperative journey towards understanding. Have an honest desire to learn and share, and approach talks with an open mind. You may make your conversations become bridges of connection by developing the skill of clear communication, actively listening with empathy, and taking inspiration from Stoic ideas. Consequently, this will cultivate robust connections, augment cooperation, and ultimately increase your self-worth in every sphere of your existence. Recall that communication is an effective instrument. Use it carefully to create meaningful connections and to build bridges rather than walls. Number 3. Foster meaningful relationships. As the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This concise declaration highlights the importance of developing meaningful relationships, a tactic firmly based on the Stoic emphasis on interpersonal relationships and societal duty. This idea serves as a reminder that genuine value comes from the depth and quality of our relationships with people, not from our isolation in a society that frequently places a premium on individual accomplishment. Establishing trust, the foundation of meaningful connections. Honor your promises. Trust is built on a foundation of reliability. Stay true to your word, fulfill your obligations, and show reliability. Exercise integrity and honesty. Be sincere in both your words and deeds. Even face difficulty, uphold moral ideals, and stick to your convictions. Empathy and compassion, the keys to more meaningful relationships. Actively listen, pay close attention to what people are saying, and try to grasp their viewpoint. Ask clarifying questions and refrain from interjecting to understand their thoughts and feelings genuinely. Provide kindness and support. Be there for people when they need you most. Provide a sympathetic ear, a helping hand, and words of support. Remember the words of Seneca. True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient since it comes from the gods. Communication and authenticity. Creating sincere bonds. Don't strive to be someone you're not. Just be yourself. Accept and celebrate your individuality and principles so people can relate to your true self. Communicate honesty and transparency. Communicate your ideas and emotions courteously and transparently. Promote candid communication and be prepared to admit your weaknesses. Stoic guidance for deeply meaningful connections. Focus on virtue. The cultivation of qualities such as justice, fairness, and compassion is emphasized in Stoicism. These attributes bolster your moral fiber and draw in like-minded individuals. Practice gratitude. Showing others how much you appreciate them helps to build stronger relationships and deeper connections. Recognize the beneficial influence of people on you and thank them for their contributions. Live with purpose. Having a purpose gives you a basis for connecting with people with similar objectives and aspirations and helps you cultivate common values. You may create lasting connections that improve your life, increase your sense of belonging, and eventually increase your understanding of worth in the world by fostering trust, exercising empathy, embracing genuineness, and taking inspiration from Stoic ideas. Connections are essential to a meaningful and rewarding life. It is not a luxury. Invest in fostering deep connections and see how they help you feel valuable. Number 4. Take initiative and ownership. Building your value starts with letting go of passivity and embracing initiative and ownership. As the Roman Emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius emphasized, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. This approach goes beyond waiting for guidance. Instead, it gives you the power to actively direct your course, show off your skills, and eventually develop pride in your accomplishments and values. Being proactive, taking the reins of chance. Don't wait to be told. Show initiative in locating issues, difficulties, and openings in your field of competence. Consider requirements ahead of time and offer answers before they become urgent. Turn into an idea producer. Encourage a creative mentality and make original suggestions to streamline procedures, address issues, or boost effectiveness. Feel free to offer your thoughtful recommendations. Accept difficulties. See obstacles as chances for development and education. Go beyond your comfort zone, offer to help with challenging projects, and show that you are willing to take on complex issues. Effectively prioritize your tasks. Set aside time for critical and urgent tasks. Make use of strategies and resources to prevent procrastination and maintain organization. Fulfill deadlines regularly. The most important thing is reliability. Demonstrate your devotion and consideration for the time of others by setting reasonable goals and completing an excellent job on time. Control diversion. Reduce distractions and provide concentrated workspace to increase output and provide value effectively. Taking responsibility for your achievements and setbacks. Accept responsibility. Be accountable for your choices, actions, and outcomes. Admit your errors and draw lessons from them to show you're dedicated to developing and improving. Share developments and obstacles. Inform stakeholders of your advancements, challenges, and solutions. Being open and honest fosters trust and shows you're a proactive issue solver. Honor accomplishments and draw lessons from failures. Celebrate all your achievements, no matter how small. Consider failures as chances to grow and change, promoting perseverance and ongoing development. Inspiration from the Stoics for active ownership. Concentrate on what you can control. Epictetus says, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Instead of concentrating on outside forces beyond your control, focus on taking the initiative within your influence. Live virtuously. The emphasis of Stoicism is on virtues such as bravery, self-control, and persistence. These attributes strengthen your sense of initiative and give you the confidence to take charge of your path. Consider yourself an unfinished project. Accept lifelong learning and development. Consider yourself a sculptor, creating your worth by continuously honing your abilities and expertise. You can become an active creator of your worth by adopting a proactive mindset, practicing good time management, accepting responsibility, and taking cues from Stoic philosophy. Recall that being assertive means acting with intention, taking responsibility for your actions, and dedicating yourself to realizing your most significant potential. Taking charge of your path can increase your value and influence wherever you go. Number 5. Champion collaboration and teamwork. Seneca, the Stoic thinker, wisely said, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient, since it comes from the gods." The synergy of a cohesive team outperforms individual talent, despite the latter's more incredible value. Promoting cooperation and teamwork is a strategy that highlights the significance of teamwork and collaboration. Stressing that a team's strength and diversity of viewpoints often lead to the creation of actual value. Making a supporting web, the key to effective collaboration. Adopt a collaborative mindset and let go of the lone wolf mentality to become a team player. Encourage your colleagues to reach common objectives by actively participating in team conversations, offering your ideas, and lending assistance. Confer reciprocity and acknowledge success. Understand that people rarely succeed independently. Share praise for achievements, acknowledge the work of others, and unite in team cheer when you win. Creating an environment that values others helps people bond and excites everyone about working for group excellence. Provide assistance and mentorship. Be prepared to assist co-workers with difficulties, share your knowledge and experience, and provide direction when necessary. Keep in mind that helping others enhances the success of the team as a whole, and that a rising tide lifts all boats. Creating common ground, promoting cooperation in the workplace. Acknowledge the importance of diverse perspectives and how they can improve team dynamics. Engage in courteous and candid conversation with people, even when your beliefs diverge. Pay attention to what they have to say. Create a safe space encouraging individuals to express their thoughts and suggestions without fearing criticism. Encourage candid dialogue by paying attention while others are speaking, seeking clarification when necessary, and exhibiting tolerance for other points of view. Insist on common objectives. Make sure everyone knows their specific responsibilities and how their contributions fit the overall team goals and objectives by clearly communicating them. Group cohesion and cooperative behavior are stimulated when individual endeavors are directed toward common objectives. A collaborative spirit inspired by Stoicism integrity, justice, and fairness are among the virtues that Stoicism promotes. These attributes facilitate a collaborative atmosphere where everyone feels appreciated and respected. Humility is the ability to admit ignorance and remain receptive to new information. Humbleness is a great way to encourage teamwork and let other viewpoints shine. Seeing others as compatriots, recall that we are all related to one another and on the same life journey. Regard your peers as allies rather than rivals when you work together to accomplish shared objectives. You may become a teamwork champion by adopting a collaborative mindset, creating a welcoming and inclusive atmosphere, and taking cues from Stoic philosophy. Remember that a team's strength comes from the combined force of harmony, comprehension, and a common goal rather than from any one member's prowess. Your value as a team member will rise to new heights if you can adequately weave the threads of collaboration. Number 6. Develop a personal brand. The Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius once said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This succinct but impactful remark highlights the core of building a personal brand. It's not about making a character, but rather about developing a genuine, distinct personality that highlights your particular selling point. Based on the Stoic ideas of self-awareness and authentic connection, this approach allows you to differentiate yourself from the competition and draw in chances that complement your goals and strong points. Discovering your gems, establishing your specialized value. Proposition: know yourself. Start by reflecting on yourself. Examine your values, passions, abilities, and strengths. What makes you unique? What special knowledge or viewpoint can you provide? Identify the individuals or groups you wish to impact by determining your target market. Who are you attempting to get in touch with? Knowing their requirements and interests can help you craft your marketing message skillfully. Develop your worth idea. Clearly state what you have to offer your intended market. How can you improve their lives or find solutions to their problems? Express your knowledge and unique contributions with clarity. Genuineness, the basis of connection and trust. Stay true to yourself. Steer clear of projecting a false self-image. Accept and value your true self, assets, and weaknesses. Genuineness promotes trust and makes deep friendships possible. Show off yourself regularly. Make sure your personas are the same online and off. Stay loyal to your principles and values in your dealings and platforms. Credibility and trust are increased by consistency. Be transparent in your practice. Don't be afraid to discuss your difficulties or failures. Being transparent makes you more approachable and helps people get to know you better. Creating your network. Useful links for magnification. Establishing relationships with relevant people. Put your energy into forming bonds with individuals similar to your target market, values, and areas of interest. Participate in thought-provoking dialogues, join online groups, and attend industry events. Give value rather than seeking it. Establish reciprocity and trust by offering value up front. Before requesting favors, show them your knowledge, provide insightful commentary, and establish a genuine connection with them. Develop relationships. Don't think of networking as a one-way street. Make the time and effort to develop sincere relationships. Be encouraging, helpful, and willing to help out whenever you can. Inspiration from Stoicism for genuine branding. Put virtue first. Stoicism strongly emphasizes upholding moral values such as bravery, honesty, and integrity. Building trust and drawing people who connect with your true self are two benefits of aligning your brand with these principles. Live with purpose. Being authentic and passionate is fueled by a clear life purpose. Integrate your life's work into your brand to highlight your distinct journey and global impact. Manage your views. As Epictetus reminds us, whenever you encounter anything that causes you fear or sorrow, ask yourself what part of what has happened does not belong to you. Keep this in mind. You'll discover that what makes you sad is not the stuff outside you, but how you perceive it. Make a brand that truly embodies your goals and values. Instead of looking to other people's opinions for approval, you can create a personal brand that attracts opportunities, cultivates meaningful relationships, and elevates your perceived value in a way that deeply resonates with who you are. By recognizing your unique value, embracing authenticity, strategically connecting, and taking inspiration from Stoic principles. Recall that your brand is a spotlight that highlights your genuine qualities and gives you the confidence to share your exceptional contributions with the world, not a mask. Number 7. Go the extra mile. According to Roman Stoic philosopher Seneca, true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient since it comes from the gods. While fulfilling expectations is crucial, going above and beyond makes you stand out. This tactic highlights the need to continuously exceed expectations and prove your commitment with modest, meaningful deeds. Exceeding expectations, providing value above and beyond needs. Put quality first. Produce work of the highest caliber, constantly exceeding expectations. Showcase your dedication to excellence by paying close attention to accuracy, presentation, and detail. Actively look for chances. Take your time with instructions. Seek opportunities to contribute outside of your primary duties. Offer to assist co-workers, suggest creative ideas, or volunteer for special projects. Accept ongoing improvement. Never accept mediocrity. Seek input. Pinpoint your areas of weakness and make a concerted effort to advance your abilities. Adding more than just the essentials, making a deep impact. Share your skills. To share your knowledge and skills, mentor colleagues, provide training sessions, or produce articles. Assisting others in their growth allows you to add to the team's overall success. Be aware of the details. Little actions have a significant impact. Recall birthdays, provide individualized attention, and go above and beyond to show that you genuinely care and surpass expectations. Track and deliver. Be trustworthy and responsible. Maintain a reputation for being dependable by keeping your word, keeping deadlines, and delivering on your promises. Taking a stoic approach to beyond expectations. Concentrate on what you can control. Epictetus says, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Instead of looking to others for approval, when you go above and beyond what is expected of you, concentrate on what you can control, such as your effort, attitude, and dedication. Practice virtue. The emphasis of Stoicism is on qualities such as charity, persistence, and diligence. These attributes strengthen your resolve to go above and beyond and help others. Discover joy in the process. Don't see going above and beyond as a means of achieving your goals. Savor the experience of learning, growing, and assisting others. This internal drive promotes perseverance and sincere fulfillment. You may create lasting effects, strengthen bonds with others, and increase your perceived worth by always going above and beyond expectations, lending your knowledge, and acting with genuine concern. Recall that it's more important to consistently perform tiny deeds that add up to a lasting impression and demonstrate your commitment to excellence than to make large gestures. go above and beyond for the intrinsic gratification that comes from surpassing goals and contributing to the betterment of your pursuits rather than seeking approval from others. Number 8. Advocate for yourself. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Advocating for yourself is a powerful method that centers around assertively communicating your requirements, expectations, and value proposition courteously and professionally, rather than merely demanding what is rightfully yours. This tactic, rooted in the Stoic ideas of self-awareness, assertiveness, and thoughtful communication, allows you to take charge of your story and speak out for what's right while encouraging outcomes that benefit both parties. Defining your worth, crafting an impactful statement. Recognize your worth. Begin by recognizing your abilities, background, and accomplishments. Determine your value and the distinctive contributions you can provide the group. Create a clearly defined value idea. Express your value clearly and effectively. Emphasize your successes, applicable strengths, and the value you bring to others, whether they be prospective clients, co-workers, or your employer. Exercise unambiguous and self-assured communication. Use I words to communicate your demands and expectations assertively, avoiding accusing language. Communicate with conviction, clarity, and conciseness, expressing your belief in your worth. Finding win-win solutions in negotiations. Ensure you are well prepared by doing your homework, foreseeing any objections, and developing robust case studies for your stance. Your negotiating position will be stronger the better prepared you are. Actively listen and show empathy. Recognize the needs and viewpoints of the other party. Look for areas of agreement and investigate win-win alternatives that consider your respective interests. Advocating for your needs should not come at the expense of flexibility and an open mind. Instead, compromise and mutually beneficial solutions should be sought after. Recall that working together frequently produces better, longer-lasting results. Using Stoicism as inspiration for powerful advocacy, emphasis on virtue. The virtues of justice, fairness, and honesty are highlighted by Stoicism. As you stand up for yourself, remember these values and ensure your behavior reflects them to build mutual respect and trust. Regulate your feelings, remain composed and calm, even in trying circumstances. Reactive reactions or emotional outbursts could erode the credibility of your message. Recall that it is not what happens to you, but how you react to it, that matters, as Epictetus reminds us. Describe the situation. Provide statistics, facts, and evidence to support your claims. Refrain from using hyperbole or emotional appeals. Instead, present a compelling argument backed by factual data. By assertively communicating your values, politely negotiating, and taking cues from Stoic philosophy, you may turn self-advocacy from a scary endeavor into an effective means of accomplishing your objectives, encouraging cooperation, and increasing your self-esteem. Remember that your voice counts. Make good use of it to speak out for yourself and to open doors for success and progress for both of you. Number 9. Develop emotional intelligence. The great Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient since it comes from the gods." This wise statement captures the spirit of the Stoic approach to developing emotional intelligence based on self-awareness, dynamic control, and empathy. Gaining control over your inner world will enable you to forge deep connections, handle difficult circumstances gracefully, and raise your self-esteem. Starting the self-discovery journey, develop self-awareness, set aside time for reflection, examine your motivations, emotions, and triggers. To learn more about your emotional terrain, journal, practice meditation, or ask for advice from reliable people, determine your principles. Think about what is most important to you. Knowing your guiding principles enables you to act honestly and authentically in situations and make decisions consistent with your convictions. Recognize your prejudices. Everybody has biases. Acknowledge your unconscious prejudices and how they may affect your feelings, ideas, and behavior. Seeking impartiality promotes equity and proficient communication. Controlling your emotions, developing self-control. The secret to emotional regulation is mindfulness. Use mindfulness practices to control your emotions in the present, such as deep breathing exercises or meditation. Maintain a composed and peaceful mindset to prevent impulsive reactions. Defy cognitive distortions. Destructive emotions can be fueled by negative thought processes. Recognize and confront harmful thought patterns, substituting more grounded and empowered viewpoints. Create coping strategies. Determine constructive coping strategies for stress and challenging emotions. Engaging in creative endeavors, going on physical activity, or spending time outside can all be valuable strategies for managing emotions. Developing empathy, increasing your emotional constellation. Active listening. Pay attention to what people say and their feelings and words. Seek clarification and show that you genuinely care about their viewpoint. Confirm their emotions. Recognize the emotions of those around you, even if you disagree. You can build rapport and trust by letting them know their feelings are real. Provide compassion and understanding. Extend empathy and provide beneficial and considerate assistance for the other person's needs. Motivation from the Stoics for emotional mastery. Focus on virtue. The cultivation of qualities such as patience, compassion, and self-control is emphasized in Stoicism. These attributes enable you to control your feelings and react deliberately rather than hastily. Recognize what you cannot control. Epictetus tells us, it is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Let go of the need to control outside forces and concentrate on managing your emotional reactions. See obstacles as chances to improve. Consider challenging feelings and circumstances as chances to develop and learn. Accept adversity as an opportunity to enhance your emotional intelligence and become more robust. You start on a transforming path to emotional intelligence by gaining empathy, self-awareness, and emotional regulation skills. This allows you to negotiate life's obstacles more skillfully, forge closer bonds with others, and eventually design your inner tranquility and well-being. Recall that developing emotional intelligence is an ongoing process of self-awareness and development rather than a destination. Accept the process and see how it improves your capacity to connect with others and yourself. Number 10. Embrace continuous learning. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, once said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." This brief sentence captures embracing continuous learning, a crucial tactic for increasing your self-worth. This method, which has its roots in the Stoic philosophy of lifelong learning and self-improvement, strongly emphasizes sharing your knowledge, actively seeking out new information, and seeing failures as opportunities to develop personally and benefit society. Developing a growth mentality, acknowledging change's power. Have faith in your potential. Acquire the mindset that you can continue to grow and learn throughout your life, accept obstacles and failures as chances to improve, building fortitude and a readiness to venture outside your comfort zone. Consider errors as stepping stones. Reframe failures as worthwhile educational opportunities. Examine your mistakes, pinpoint areas that need work, and proceed with fresh insight and understanding. Regularly push yourself. Refuse to accept complacency. Accept new challenges. Venture outside your comfort zone and establish lofty objectives to test your limits and foster intellectual development. Igniting your curiosity and advancing your educational journey. Develop a passion for learning to become a voracious learner. Read about a variety of topics via books, articles, and blogs. Attend conferences, workshops, and online courses to increase your knowledge and learn new skills. Take part in active learning. Don't just take in information passively. Use active learning techniques such as writing, conversation, and problem-solving with real-world applications. Accept diverse viewpoints. Look for alternative perspectives and question your own beliefs. Read works by authors who hold opposing views, participate in civil discussions, and pay attention to various positions. Contributing your expertise, enlightening others' way. Mentoring and teaching. As a mentor, instructor, or workshop facilitator, you can impart your knowledge and experience to others. Encouraging others to learn enhances your comprehension and makes you more valuable to the community. Writing and content creation. Share your written information with books, blogs, and articles. By doing this, you may connect with more people and position yourself as an authority in your industry. Collaborate and communicate openly. Take an active role in sharing your educational experience with others. Talk about novel ideas, realizations, and findings with friends and co-workers to promote group learning and intellectual conversation. Motivation from Stoicism for lifelong learning. Emphasis on virtue. The tenets of Stoicism are endurance, humility, and curiosity. These attributes keep you dedicated to your growth journey, stoke your desire for learning, and let you absorb knowledge from others. Live with purpose. Learning is motivated when you have a defined purpose in life. Make sure your information acquisition has a deeper purpose by connecting your learning objectives to your life's ambitions. The Stoics practiced memento mori, or remembering their deaths. The awareness of temporal constraints prompts one to optimize educational prospects and persistently pursue enhancement. By embracing a growth mindset, proactively pursuing novel insights, and imparting your specialized knowledge to others, you commence an enduring voyage of self-evolution and career advancement. Recall that learning is a cooperative investigation of the world rather than a competitive sport. Accept the delight of lifelong learning, and as you develop and contribute to the world around you, see how your value illuminates the way for you and others. Number 11. Maintain a positive attitude. In the words of Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher, true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient since it comes from the gods. This wise statement captures the essence of the method known as maintaining a positive attitude, which is not about ignoring difficulties, but rather about making the decision to emphasize the positive, building resilience and motivating others. You may arm yourself and those around you to succeed in the face of hardship by developing an optimistic mindset, turning away, concentrating on the positive practice gratitude. Develop an appreciative mindset. Consider all the blessings in your life, great and small, regularly. By focusing on the good things in life, expressing thankfulness improves your attitude and builds resilience. Emphasize the positive. Acknowledge and recognize the good things about others, circumstances, and yourself. Stay away from negativity and aggressively search for and recognize the positive. Reframe difficulties. See failures as stepping stones to success rather than insurmountable challenges. Put a positive spin on unpleasant circumstances by emphasizing the opportunities for growth and the lessons that can be learned. Resilience in the face of setbacks, building bouncing back with grace. Learn from mistakes. View errors as essential opportunities for growth. Examine your mistakes, pinpoint areas that need work, and proceed with fresh insight and understanding. Create coping strategies. Give yourself constructive coping skills to help you handle stress and negativity. Exercise, mindfulness, and time spent in nature can all effectively combat negativity. Keep things in perspective. Maintain perspective when facing adversities. Remember that failures are transitory and do not define you, so avoid becoming overly dramatic. Bringing joy, motivating others with your optimism. Encourage and assist others by acting as a motivator for them. Encourage your friends, family, and co-workers with sincere words and kindness. Honor their accomplishments and assist as needed. Develop empathic communication. React with compassion and understanding to those who express negativity. Before providing support, try to identify the source of the negativity and avoid being biased in favor of negativity. Set an example for others to follow. Become the epitome of optimism. Your unwavering optimism will automatically uplift others and foster a more cheerful atmosphere. Inspiration from the Stoics for optimism and resilience. Focus on virtue. The cultivation of virtues, such as courage, acceptance, and resilience, is emphasized in Stoicism. These attributes enable you to overcome obstacles with poise, grow from your errors, and keep an optimistic mindset. Manage your views. Recall that it is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters, Epictetus reminds us. Concentrate on controlling your inner responses to outside happenings and decide to see them positively. Live in the present. Rather than focusing on the past or worrying about the future, Stoics advise living in the present and being grateful for what you have. This exercise promotes thankfulness and lowers worry, which helps one have an optimistic outlook. You build an optimistic view that acts as a shield against negativity by emphasizing the positive, becoming resilient, and motivating others. Recall that having a positive outlook doesn't mean being naive. Instead, it means seeing the positive, taking lessons from setbacks, and spreading optimism to uplift others and yourself. Accept the power of optimism and observe how your journey develops with more perseverance, drive, and achievement. Number 12. Practice self-care. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "Whenever you encounter anything that brings fear or sorrow, turn to yourself and ask what part of what has happened does not belong to you. You will find that not the external thing itself, but how you judge it brings sadness." This wise statement encapsulates the core of practicing self-care. It's an intentional approach to investing in your physical, mental, and emotional health, rather than resorting to excess. You may pour abundantly into your work, relationships, and general well-being by caring for yourself. This fills up your cup. Fueling your body and mind, the basis of self-taking. Make sleep your top priority. Obtain enough good sleep every night. To maximize sleep quality, maintain a regular sleep schedule and establish a calming nighttime ritual. Nutrient your body carefully. Select wholesome foods that provide you with energy. Instead of consuming processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine, Opting for well-balanced meals and beverages that keep you hydrated is advisable. Embrace movement. Take part in regular, enjoyable physical activity. Whether swimming, dancing, brisk walking, or playing a team sport, find a fitness regimen you enjoy. Develop calm mindfulness. Allocate time for pursuits that offer you happiness and tranquility. Examine mindfulness exercises like yoga, meditation, and time spent in nature. Take up creative endeavors and pastimes that bring you joy. Setting boundaries and promoting a healthy lifestyle is crucial to safeguard your well-being. This includes recognizing your limitations and avoiding taking on more than you can handle. Practicing saying no can help you achieve this. When your well-being comes first, it's acceptable to deny requests graciously. Assign tasks. You don't have to accomplish everything by yourself. Effectively assign work to co-workers and ask for assistance as required. Faith in other people gives you confidence and makes work-life balance more enduring. Plan times during the day to go without internet use to reconnect, to allow your mind and body to genuinely relax. Limit your time on screens before bed and unplug from social media and work emails. Looking for help when things get hard on the way. Create a support system. Be in the company of uplifting, encouraging people who bring you down to earth. Feel free to confide in therapists, family members, or trustworthy friends when you need direction or emotional support. Get professional help. Don't be afraid to get professional help if you're experiencing mental health issues like depression or anxiety. A therapist can offer helpful techniques and resources for handling your emotional health. Remind yourself that you're not alone in your struggles. Requesting help is an indication of courage, not inadequacy. You might find comfort and strength in your support system by interacting with people and discussing your struggles. Stoic models for developing self-care. Emphasis on virtue. Moderation, self-control, and self-respect are among the characteristics that Stoicism highlights. These attributes help you make decisions that are good for your body and mind and promote a long-term strategy for self-care. Appreciate what you have right now, live in the now, and refrain from worrying about the past or the future. These are the teachings of Stoicism. By practicing this, you can be more stress-free and present for yourself and others. Manage your perceptions. Epictetus says, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Concentrate on managing your inner responses to outside happenings and make an informed decision about how to perceive them to benefit your well-being. By placing a high value on your physical and mental well-being, establishing sound boundaries, and asking for help when you need it, you lay the groundwork for a happy and meaningful life. Recall that taking care of yourself is a need, not a luxury. When you care for yourself, your resilience, vigor, and capacity for contribution will spill over into every area of your life. A full cup allows you to pour more freely, enhancing your path and positively affecting the environment. Number 13. Celebrate your achievements. The Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius once said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This succinct yet impactful phrase emphasizes celebrating your achievements, a tactic that transcends self-indulgence and fosters personal development, drive, and a stronger sense of self-worth. Creating a positive feedback loop by acknowledging even modest accomplishments can inspire others to follow your lead and boost your confidence to continue striving for greatness. Accepting the spotlight. Acknowledging your triumphs. Take time to reflect. Make time regularly to recognize your successes, big and small. Consider the achievements attained, the difficulties surmounted, and the abilities acquired. Enjoy the fruits of your labor and commitment. Exercise. gratitude. Pat yourself and acknowledge what made you successful. This may be writing down your accomplishments in a journal, telling loved ones about them, or pausing to think deeply. Seek verification from outside sources. Tell people who have helped you, such as relatives, mentors, or co-workers. Their acknowledgement and gratitude might further enhance your self-worth and confidence. Using achievement to drive development and inspiration. Determine key takeaways. Examine your accomplishments to determine the methods, techniques, and attributes that contributed to your success. Use these insights to guide your future endeavors and help you create more ambitious goals. Encourage both yourself and others. Tell others about your accomplishments, emphasizing the hard work and tenacity required. This may motivate others to establish and recognize their objectives and successes. Providing energy for upcoming achievements. Make the most of your successes by building on them to achieve more. Establish fresh objectives that will challenge you and keep you going forward in your quest for personal growth. Ideas from the Stoics for sensibly celebrating emphasis on virtue. Self-awareness, moderation, and humility are among the characteristics that Stoicism highlights. Honor your accomplishments with sincere pride, but keep sight of reality and accept the contribution of outside forces to your success. Live in the present. Stoics stress the importance of living in the present. Enjoy your prior successes, but focus on them only a little. Please use them as stepping stones for future development and concentrate on the chances ahead. Share the credit. Remember that teamwork and outside assistance are frequently necessary for success. You can cultivate appreciation by expressing gratitude and fortifying bonds with individuals who have supported you throughout the journey. Honoring your accomplishments with awareness and moderation opens up a potent resource for inspiration and personal development. Remember your successes, tell those you love about them, and use them to motivate you to achieve more. Recall that celebration is about realizing your value, taking lessons from your experience, and encouraging others to pursue their successful paths rather than being conceited. As you apply this technique, you'll see a rise in self-assurance, a boost in motivation, and an increase in the things you can contribute to the world. Recall that increasing your worth is a process rather than a destination. By regularly applying these tactics and their customization to your particular situation, you may develop your worth, improve your connections with others, and reach maximum potential in every area of your life. Take inspiration from the Stoic philosophers who faced adversity with grit, grace, and a profound comprehension of human nature as you set out on this trip. Remember that developing inner strength, genuineness, and a dedication to lifelong learning are what matter, not approval from others.